Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal author interview series. I'm Pat Light, assistant editor at CFA Institute, and we're here today with Bill Maxwell to discuss his recent FAJ article, Trading Activity and Transaction Costs in Structured Credit Products, which was published in the November-December 2013 issue. Bill, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to do the interview.
So, Bill, as you know, in this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us, and we're just going to dive right in with the first question here. Firstly, what was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Well, the thing that really got us interested in the market was, first of all, just the sheer size and scope of structured credit products. It's almost, it's similar in size to the Treasury market. That being said, there's almost no information, or there was no information out there on how these different products actually trade. So that was generally kind of the idea that was that got us started. But then even further, I mean, so much of the financial crisis revolved around these different types of asset-backed securities. It could be an asset-backed, a mortgage-backed security. So a lot of the financial crisis and the discussion was revolved around these, and also just the pricing of these that went in, and some of the problems that happened at some of the obviously, we can talk about Merrill Lynch and some of the aspects of the pricing of their own tranches that they had. All of this led to our interest in the topic. So just the sheer scope, just some descriptive information. So if somebody asked me, how do these products actually trade, there's very few people could actually answer that question. And so that was our broad kind of idea when we went into it, to take a look at it. And we were also approached by FINRA to do this in our discussions with FINRA, that they had the same concerns. And so we jointly talked to them about doing work in the area, and that's how we got started.
So what was your approach to filling what you saw as this void in information about structured credit products?
So to start off with, we really were the first paper. FINRA had contacted a few academic teams where they gave them the data to take a look at it. Our approach was to first document what actually happens in the market. And that is as simple of a statement as that sounds, was actually quite a bit of work to actually take a look and understand what was going on in these. So our approach was to first document just general information about the product, then general information about the trading that takes place in the product, and all the different types of subsets, because as we found, structured credit products, there's a vast array of different types of securities that fall into those buckets, and they have very different trading characteristics. They have very different tranche characteristics. I think even, it's surprising when you go into something to think that you could have, different types of asset-backed securities with over 100 different tranches. That was kind of mind-boggling as you looked at it and then said, how do you actually go about trading these? So our approach that we took was first to just document what we find, which was a contribution in itself, and then go further to understand kind of trading costs and how to calculate it, given that it's an opaque market and these things trade very infrequently. So it's not nearly as easy. The idea of a bid-ask spread in a stock is very easy to understand. It's very easy to calculate. When you're talking about something that doesn't trade for big gaps in the time, then it's much more difficult.
So how do you expect your findings or your results to influence practice in this particular field?
Well, first of all, hopefully it serves as an information source for anybody who would be trading in the product. So as we go through this and we built this out, we did send it out to a few people who actually trade in these securities to make sure that we got it right. So the first thing is, whoever is thinking about buying or selling these products, before they even get into them, they have to understand what is their ability to exit. What is their ability to sell the product if they decide that they want to buy some kind of structured credit product, they want to buy a mortgage-backed security, what is their ability to get out of it? And then also from their point of view, if they're thinking about buying a different type of structured product. There are a number of different products out there. They should understand the characteristics that identify the different types of securities or tranches within the securities that actually trade versus those that don't, which obviously are leading to this idea. One, if you're going to say you have to be willing to buy it, put it in your portfolio, and forget about it to maturity, that's one option. But the other option is you're thinking, if I have the different choices, I want to know what type of securities are actually going to be able to trade in the secondary market so that they are selecting securities with that in mind as they're going through here. Because the one thing that we found is that, the vast majority of these will not trade over a two-year time frame. So, but some do, and some actually trade fairly frequently. So they have to understand the characteristics, and hopefully this will serve for them to get an understanding even before they decide to select into the portfolio. One practical application is when we talked, and I talked a little bit about the fact that some of these securities might have 100 tranches, which is very nice if you can go and you can essentially design a tranche for exactly what you want in your portfolio. I need this hole to be filled in my portfolio. And that's great. The only problem is if you get that security, you're holding it till maturity. So the secondary market is just not going to be there. And we've also seen, there's now some of the idea that just was floated in the Wall Street Journal about they're taking a look at some of the banking and the pricing that went into how they were selling these to, different third parties. That's a different issue, but all this information is helpful in understanding that.
Well, Bill, thanks for taking the time to share your research and your ideas with us. We encourage all of you listening to this to read the article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, which is cfapubs.org. And you can also follow us on Twitter at cfapubs. Thanks for listening, and Bill, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.